T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I do want to get some Astro scandal opinion from our next guest, but more so I want to hear what he's seen the first couple of days in Yankee camp, because he's down there covering the Bombers. It's a good thing he is, too, because during the winter he gets a little pasty up here in the Northeast. He's got to get down there into the Florida sun to get that natural color back. The voice of the Yankees en Español, Ricky Ricardo, joins us here on The Fan. ¿Qué pasa, amigo?
The pool here in my backyard usually keeps me, at normal color range here. As soon as football season is over, that's when I start catching up. I'm getting some sun, and it feels good.
Already,
vitamin D coming naturally from Mother Nature.
You've already accomplished that, huh? Okay, well, it's only going to get better over the next month as you're down there in on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Understandably, everyone has been asked their opinion and shared their opinion on the scandal that the Astros have brought on baseball and on themselves. For the first time today, I heard someone, and maybe it's just because it was New York information, and I'm doing shows in New York this week, so Brett Gardner decided to go light. He was not near as outspoken and critical as basically every other player of consequence who's been talked to since they showed up there down in Florida and or in Arizona. Why do you think that was the case?
He's chosen to take the high road, which honestly surprised me, because the tone, like you just mentioned, the tone from just about everyone else, especially guys like Gleyber Torres, who really came out on fire, it was completely the opposite. As intense a guy as Brett Gardner is, both on the field and as strong a leader as he is in the clubhouse, and a real law and order type of guy, his personality just comes off that way. I would have thought that maybe he would have been a fire and brimstone too, but you're right. He's taking more of a high road. I tell you what, Jody, the guy down here whose opinion most surprised me of that whole group going back to 2017 is the manager. As you know, I get over to the Phillies camp also, which is, 8-9 miles away from Steinbrenner Field, just cross over the bay there.
Right.
And I've had a chance to ask Joe Girardi on two separate occasions. I wanted to see if I catch him giving me different answers, and I did. He's been consistent. But I asked Joe Girardi, I said, Joe, you're probably the guy of everyone involved in the 2017 American League Championship Series. You're the guy that's probably most been affected by this, because I think it's safe to say that if the Yankees had beaten the Astros in that series, and let's just hypothetically say that the Astros didn't cheat, and maybe the Yankees got a clutch hit here or there, but if the outcome would have been different, does Girardi get fired? Does Girardi get fired if he's in that World Series, and does Girardi get fired if he wins that World Series? I tend to think he wouldn't have gotten let go. And maybe Joe Girardi doesn't do 2 years on television and now become the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. And for having that kind of effect on his personal life and his career, Joe Girardi on two occasions has told me that he is not looking back. He is leaving everything in the hands of the man upstairs. And this was his plan for Joe Girardi. He's gotten very spiritual about this and has said that he's very happy with the end result of the uniform he's currently wearing and how everything seemed to work out. So of all the people, and Didi Gregorius is very similar, also has taken the high road. Didi was part of that 2017, ALCS team too. So you talk about Gardner taking the high road. You're talking about Girardi really getting kind of spiritual about it. Interesting variety of opinions and a kaleidoscope of different ways to go about reacting to this whole scandal from different players, guys that are still on the team and manager and guys that are off the team.
The only thing I'll add to that is, it, and you asked the questions, I wasn't there, I'm taking your answers, but where I would quasi-understand it is, they moved on. Girardi moved on 2 years ago. And right. Like you said, did 2 years of TV. So it's been off his mind. He's turned the page. He's become the manager of the Phillies. He's in a mental spot where he's made himself move on. Didi Gregorius did it this year during the offseason. He left. He's now with the Phillies. He's made himself move on. The other Yankees are still there. Right. I don't know if you talk to any other 2017 guys who moved on and are with a completely different organization. I'm not as surprised maybe as you are that, yeah, once you move on, you're not in the fraternity or you're not tied to that team anymore. You're surely not tied to that organization anymore. I would see where they would say, yeah, no, that's the past and I need to be looking forward.
Yeah, well, like Gary Sanchez is also another guy that I've spoken to that chooses to say, hey, man, it's, you know, whatever happened, happened. There's a few of these guys that say, you know, that don't pin the loss of that particular series in 2017 on what the Astros did as much as what they didn't do. The Yankees didn't hit in that series. And Astros sign-stealing has nothing to do with the fact that Astro pitching really dominated the Yankee hitting in the four games in Texas. Now, the Yankees hit Astro pitching and won the three games in New York, but let's be frank about this. They could steal all the signs they want. The Yankees didn't hit. They didn't score runs. And they scored three runs in four games at Minute Maid Park. So, you know, if the Astros had any kind of an advantage, they were close games, the four victories in Houston. There weren't blowouts. If anything, was a blowout with some of the Yankee games in the Bronx.
Yep.
But look, let's be frank about this. The Astros did what they did. You can measure it as compared to guys in the steroid era. You can go back to cheating to the Gaylord Perrys. Cheating is cheating. What variety of it, to what level you'd like to place this particular brand of cheating, that I think that's in the eye of the beholder. But the bottom line is, for the 2017 team, the Yankees didn't hit. I personally think, Jody, that they have been cheating throughout 18 and 19. The ironic thing is that the guy that created the scheme or was part of the creation of the scheme in 2017, Alex Cora, then goes to Boston, I think brings some element to that, and I think that'll come out in the wash when eventually the Red Sox report comes out. So the Red Sox beat Houston or get by Houston in 2018 in that postseason after they had swept the Yankees. And, you know, then it comes full circle in 2019. I personally am convinced that the Astros did use buzzers, did do something, but they continued to use electronic sign stealing throughout the 2019 postseason. I will go to my grave believing that.
Ricky Ricardo, voice of the Yankees in Espanol, our guest here on The Fan. All right, you brought up the Red Sox investigation. And I know Manfred got on the record and says he hopes it to be done in the next 10 days or somewhere thereabouts. Has anyone asked any of the Red Sox players, have they been interviewed by the commissioner? Is this process going to be done in the exact same fashion as the Astros? Is it going to be done differently? If so, how? And could the commissioner have applied the way that he's in investigating the Red Sox as compared to the Astros? He's got to be really careful the way that this plays itself out when the announcement comes down.
I think this whole thing is going to pour gasoline on a fire that, you know, it's maybe starting to calm down as of maybe today. You're starting to hear people say, come on, enough is enough. Let's get off of this. Let's get to baseball. I think maybe when the actual games start this weekend, that maybe the subject changes. But I think you're adding gas to the fire as soon as the Red Sox report comes out and you'll have this cycle of discussion of this whole thing start again. And I think it's just going to get more and more intense. To answer your question, the national reporters that I run into, the Nightingales of the world, people like that, no one has really come out and said anything about the Boston players. I think there's a, I'm not going to say a gag order, but there's an unknown or an unspoken kind of agreement that we don't even get into this until the report comes out. Nobody really wants to opine about what they think the Red Sox report and to what extent the Red Sox report is going to be as compared to what the Astros was. You know, everybody's kind of in a holding pattern, waiting for this Red Sox thing to come out. And unfortunately, Jody, if you think we're, you know, this has been a heavy discussion up until now, regardless of it's as egregious or not, it's just going to be throwing wood on the fire here, gas on this flame when the Red Sox report comes out. This is the story of the 2020 baseball season, and I don't think this is going to end until the Astros are eliminated either from postseason or they don't get in at all.
Agreed. It's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole, coming in, highest paid pitcher in the history of baseball, making a much ballyhooed change from the Astros to the Yankees. It was going to be big enough and tough enough as it is, and now he's got to go from the team that's cheating to answer the questions about the as now as a member of the team that they cheated against in a big spot. Yeah. How has he handled it all?
He has been, let me tell you, he's been great. Nobody's, and another thing, nobody's really twisted his left arm. Nobody's going to mess with that right arm. Nobody's twisted his arm. Nobody has really gotten into his kitchen about, you know, his take on what was happening in that clubhouse. That everyone that I've seen here these first five, 6 days that I've been in the clubhouse has attempted maybe to get more out of him. He's taken the high road, and he's kind of worked his way around. Now, I don't want to use the word dodge the question, but he hasn't, you know, thrown anyone under the bus. He's been very diplomatic. The guy really, he's got a future in politics or a lawyer because he's been that good when the subject has been broached to him so far. So Garrett Cole, up until now, it's been, you know, the locks, the Yankee hair policy is being challenged a little bit, slightly, and pitching, the live BP up until now. But they've treated him with kid gloves so far down here as far as pressing him on that particular subject.
Fair enough. One of the things I think is going to be interesting starting soon there, and you've seen them on the field, but they haven't gotten into major drills and the like, and games don't start till this weekend. Is Andujar really going to play some outfield this year? He's the guy on the island who doesn't really have a position. We know he's got a bat. He's been gone for a while because of last year's massive injury. If he's hitting the way that he did when he disappeared in 2019, turn back the clock to 2018, his bat needs to be in that lineup. How is it going to happen?
Well, today, during first full squad workouts, I had a chance to speak to him at length this morning for the first time this spring. First things first, Jody has come in tremendous shape. This kid, it looks from a distance like he lost weight. I said, Miguel, you lost weight. And he said, no, I've gained weight, but it's muscle and it's svelte. This kid came in tremendous shape and is on a mission. You can tell it by the gleam in his eye that he's not happy about the fact that he's lost his position, you know, due to an injury to a guy like Gio Urshela. Not that it's personal to Gio, the mere fact that the Yankees have basically given Urshela the third base position and have made Andujar work for his supper here. But from what he told me this morning, he understands the predicament he's in. He is open to learning and using this spring to playing different positions. He's going to let his bat do the talking and back it up as much as he can with his glove. Look, he's not going to turn into a gold glove, you know, defender anywhere on the field. But if he give you adequate defense, whether it's in the outfield, whether they give him some reps at first base, and obviously if anything happens with a shell that gets off to a slow start or gets hurt, he can, you know, get slide right back into the third base position. But he is open to this. He has come to camp, like I said, ready to do this. And mentally and physically, I think the guy's going to have a tremendous camp. You can tell right off the bat from speaking to him this morning that this kid's on a mission to make sure he's one of the 26 that head to the Bronx.
Murky, make sure you put a lot of sunscreen on tomorrow. I don't want to see you get burnt there, buddy.
No, I will use the 50. the 50 scale sunscreen.
Yeah, right. Like you need it. Ricky, thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
You got it, man.
The voice of the Yankees in Espanol. That's Ricky Ricardo here with us on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.